Developers plan for land near Randolph exit on Interstate 89 could have statewide implications for how prime agricultural land is protected. As VPR's Steve Zind reports, environmental groups are concerned that the case could set a precedent.
It goes all the way down. There's a big field on this on the downside here.
Randolph developer Jesse Samus wants to build on 172 acres he owns just west of Exit 4. His plan includes residential units, office space, light manufacturing, a hotel, a visitor center, and some retail space. The District Environmental Commission visited the site Friday morning before convening a preliminary hearing on the plan. For now, the commission is limiting its deliberations to the impact on primary agricultural lands and whether the proposal conforms to local and regional plans. Normally, a local development proposal wouldn't attract the attention of a statewide environmental policy group like the Conservation Law Foundation. But this is different, according to Sandra Levine, an attorney for CLF.
The scale of this project and its location, a ways out of town. No, there has not been a project of this scale and of this large of an impact on a very valuable farmland resource.
One key issue the commission will weigh is whether the project can use off-site mitigation as a way to compensate for the loss of primary agricultural land. It means if certain criteria are met, the developer can pay a fee which is used to preserve farmland elsewhere. Otherwise, agricultural land would have to be preserved on-site, which could mean significantly scaling back the development plan. Peter Van Oot, an attorney for the developer, argues that nearly half of the primary agricultural land on the property will be preserved. Van Oot says the project should be allowed to use off-site mitigation to make up for the rest. Off-site mitigation was designed to make it easier to develop land which local and regional plans identify as designated for growth or in other appropriate circumstances. Although the Exit 4 parcel is not a designated growth area, Van Oot says the fact there's already development located adjacent to the land shows it's in a growth area and makes it appropriate for off-site mitigation.
This is an area that is an area surrounded by growth, by a mixed commercial uses that does have adequate municipal infrastructure to show some of the tenets of a designated growth area.
Environmental groups say allowing this project to use off-site mitigation to compensate for developing primary agricultural land would set a precedent that would allow farmland in many more places to be paved over for development. Brian Shoup, executive director of the Vermont Natural Resources Council, is also concerned about the economic impact of the proposal on downtown Randolph.
It's going to have a tremendous potential impact on the viability of the economic viability of the village over time, and that's not consistent with very clear policies of the regional plan.
The plan for Exit 4 went through a long public process, and concerns about the impact on the downtown led to limits on retail development at the site. The plan has already been approved by the Randolph Development Review Board. Select Board Chairman Larry Richburg sees it as an economic plus.
We need to create some jobs here that we don't have and find a way for our young people that are getting out of school and graduating to be able to settle back here and live here.
A recently formed citizens group in the area has a different view. Members of the group Exit 4 Open Space, which opposes developing the farmland, were among the crowd that attended the hearing on the plan. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.